שלום לכם, סווידיש פרנץ', יש לי ספיישלס פור מרים רוסי, סוסי חבית פגע בעצמך על דיספסיה, תריס מסכת שבועס, ענדף. גונל אלף רייט, that ישראל is not allowed to allow נוכרי to do הקופס הראש, ענת השחוסס הזוקון, כשפופון נסד הנזר נזיין עמד בייז, המקס הקוט נחייב, ועדין איפכו, למקיש מקיף למקיף, in other words, you're not allowed to be makif the cotton. How it's makif, even though the nikif is pater. You're not allowed to have a goy, be mafik a Jew. Even though the makif is pater, the goy, the nikif is chayev. And therefore, it's aser. And even though Rav Adbar Hava argues, and he says that there's a hekesh between the makif and the nikif, and if the nikif is chayiv, the makif is also chayiv. The nikif isn't chayiv, the makif isn't chayiv. And Rav Adbar Hava even holds that there's no isur derabbanon, because he says to Rav Huna, how do your kids have their heads shaved? He says, my wife did it. So he's talking to Rav Huna. You got a problem, but it's mashmul today nicha the sharia filish. Mashmul, according to him, it's mutter even for a man to do it, for a cotton. Not even nisa derabbanan. There's no isra nikif, there's no isra makif. But ain halacha, it says Taisfis, ain halacha kerev adu. The stomach of the shas. Paragafta bamtia dafidom beis kerev huna. The halacha is not like Rav Ada, because the stam of the Gemara is like Rav Huna, who holds that even if the nikaf is pater, the makif is chayiv. So machloike is between Ravina and Rav Sam. Ravina holds that we say in shlich tvar veira is where the shlich is about chiyuv. Then there's no shlichus. But a chotzer, where he's not about chiyuv, the chotzer is not about chiyuv, then the mishalech is chayiv. Sam says it's all totally if the shaliach has free choice or not. Then there's no shlichus. But if it's a chatzer, which is bal karcho, then there's shlichus. So Gemara says, what's the difference between them? Might be nayu. For the Gemara, a man who says to a woman, be makif a cotton. But according to Ravina, it's telling whether the shlich is a bar chiyuv. Here the shlich is not a bar chiyuv. Shlich is an isha. So there, she's not a bar chiyuv in hakof. It's a meila. Mishalech is chayiv. Mash medi makif lei gadol. Mechayiv. Hecha de nikaf. Lav bar chiyuva. So here we're talking about a case where he says to an isha akfi li katan. But if we'd be talking about a gadol, if we're talking about, he says to an isha, akfili cotton. So Ravina says, since the shliach is not a bar chiyuv, he's talking about an isha, so the mishalech is chayiv. So it's mashma that if the makif like gadol, chayiv, that if the person doing it instead of a woman was a gadol, the gadol would be chayiv hecha the nikaf bar lav chiyuva, even if the nikaf is not a bar chiyuv. Here we're talking about a case where the makif isn't a bar chiyuv. So there's a tzad, according to one opinion of the Gemara. There's shlichus. Yesh shlichut varaveiro, the mishalech is chayiv. Because the shlich is in a bar chiyuva, but if the shlich would be a bar chiyuva, the makif would be a gadol, even if the nikaf is not a bar chiyuva. So the gadol would be chayiv. Because we don't really care about whether or not the nikaf is chayiv. If the nikif isn't chayav, but the makif is not allowed to do it. Void nira the gamler of Adam moide hecha the nikif bar chiyuba. I'll have the makif lav bar chiyuba. And Rav Ada is going to be moide where the nikif is a bar chiyuba, even though the makif is not a bar chiyuba. In other words, the makif if the nikif is a bar chiyuva, even though the makif is not a bar chiyuva, the makif is now added to the hakafa. Makif is chayiv. How do we know that? Midaloi ka'amar, ish ta'amar lakotna l'nochri, akif ligadol. V'avi nafkusa gam l'rav adu. What could the Gemara have said? The Gemara could have said that there's an afgamina between the Ravina and Rav Sama, in a case where a man said to a katan or to a guy, "Akif li gadol," that if Rav Ada holds that if the nikif is a bar chiyuva and the makif is not a bar chiyuva, and it's mutter for the makif because he's not a bar chiyuva. I think the Gemara should have said the following nafkamina. There's a difference between Rav Vina and Rav Sama. The man said to a katan to a goy, to a kafa for him on a gadol. And then there's a nafkusel or Rav Ada. But according to Rav Vina, who holds that that ain't shlech advar there and the shlech is chayiv, that's when the shlech is a bar chiyuva. Here where the shlech is not a bar chiyuva, who's going to be chayiv the mishaleach? Why is the shliach not a bar chiyuva? Because we're talking about a katan or a nachri, and the makif is the makif, and they're not a bar chiyuv. So memela, the mishalech is going to be chayiv, and according to Rav Sama, holds that it's telling whether or not they have free choice. Here they have free choice, and the melech is going to be, there's going to be no shlichus. But according to Ravina, there will be shlichus because the shlich is not a bar chiyuv. So the Gemara could have said that as a nafkamina, according to Rav Ada. If Rav Ada would hold that where the nikif is a bar chiyuv and the makif is not a bar chiyuv, then the makif is allowed to be makif the nikif. Then we would have this nafkamina when a man tells a katan or a nachri to do a kaf on a gadol. Because here the makif isn't a bar chiyuv. And a male, according to Ravina, there'd be shlichus here. Where it doesn't give such a nafkamina, it's a mashna of Adas Moide, that a katan and a goy, or a makif a gadol are chai, that a katan and a goy are not allowed to be makif a gadol. After Ravina, the sphere line, even according to Ravina, who holds that ain't shlich advar avera, it's when the shliach is a bar chiyuva. So here also, there's going to be no shliach advar avera because the shliach is a bar chiyuva. The nachri and the katan are bar chiyuv because since the nikif is chayiv, the makif is also chayiv. And the mele sai according to Ravina, sai according to Rav Sama, there's going to be no shlichus here. Rav Sama because the shliach is a has free choice, and the mele there's no shlichus. And according to Ravina, there's no shlichus because the Shliach is a Bar Chiyuva. If I'm reading Tosis right, and that's what Tosis means. I spent a long, long time on this last line of Tosis. I hope I have it right. From the fact that the Gemara didn't say a nafkamina about a gadol telling a katner or nachri to do hakafa, and a gadol, there'd be a nafkamina according to Avada, that since the katan and nachri are not bari chiyuv, and according to Ravina, the mishalech would be chayuv. If you hold that if the nikuf is a bar chiyuv and the makif is not a bar chiyuv, he's allowed to be makif. So then it would go back to the shalech. But that's twice it says. Gemara doesn't say zanaf kamina, because in fact, the Gemara holds that if the even Rav Ada agrees that if the nikuf is a bar chiyuv and the makif isn't a bar chiyuv, and it's still also for the Makif. The Gam Ravada made the Hecha, the Nikif Barachiv, the Makif La Barachiv, the Chayiv. The Nikif is a Barachiv, even if the Makif isn't a Barachiv, the Makif is still Chayiv. And if we can't bring this Nafkamina about a man telling a Kutner or Nachri to a Kaf and a Gadol, according to Ravina, there'd be shlichus here because the shlich is in a bar chiyuva. No, he is a bar chiyuva because the nikif is aser. It's also for the nikif, it's also aser for the makif. Ad kan divrei ha-Tosfos for our purposes. And Tosfos continues. You can look there for the rest of what Tosfos says. But in a very recent shir, we learned the first he'ora and the sugi of hakofa from Hagoyin Rabar and Kotlu Zatzal, and that was so good the first time I said, why don't we make it a double header? So this is the second he'ora. This is in Simon Chof Gimel of the Mishnah Srebi Aaron. V'nei yesh lodin b'zeh v'naktim kama hanachos. He said, what Tosa says is not so pashut, and we have to present a few prefaces before we get to our kasha. Number one, Shitas HaRambam, 10th Perek of Hilchos Kalayim, Perek Gimel Mehilchos Eva Halacha Hei, is that if one puts Kalayim on his friend, if he was a Katan or Shoigeg, Hamalbish chayiv, meaning if the person he was putting out was a katner shegig, the malbish is chayiv. And if he was mazit, the malbish doesn't get malchus, he's only over on the fneiver. V'cheinu linyan metamias hakoin. This one's metami hakoin. If the koin is a katner shegig, the metami is chayiv. And if he's a mazit, then the metami isn't chayiv. U'mokol dvorov u'mitosefta b'makis peregimu. However, the Rosh in his Chuvis, Klal Beis, Sifta Zayin, is Cholek, and he holds that La'olam Eina Oiver Rak Al Lifnei Iver. Even if the person he's doing it to is a Shogeg, he's only over on Lifnei Iver, he's not over on Kalayim or Tum. Rambam holds that it depends. The mazit, the malbish and metame are over. The shoge, excuse me, the malbish and metame are over if the person was a katan or a shoge. Loshen Rambam, a malvish chver klai mi a loivish mezid. If the loivish was mezid, a loivish loy gets a loivish gets malchus. The malvish is over on the fnei iver. And if the Loivish didn't know that the Beged is Kalayim and the Malbish is Mezid, then it's the Malbish who gets Malchus and the Loivish is Patur. It's the same thing by Tumah. That's the Rambam. Rosh, again, differs, and he holds that there's always going to be a Lifnei Iver. So it would appear the Cholak Din Makif Sh'ever Belav V'loy Sakifu Midin Malbish U'metame. There's a distinction between the din of Makif, that he's over on Loy Sakifu, from the din of the Malbish and the Metame. Because by Makif and Mashchis, there is an Isser on the Makif, even if the Nikif is Mezid. Like we see in the Brais and Makis, Chofo Mutbeis, Echor HaMakif VeEchor HaNikif Loike. In other words, by Makif, there's an Isser Meyuchad ala Makif Atzma Mitzad Maisa HaKofi. So therefore, it doesn't really matter that the Nikif, the Makif, is getting Malkus no matter what. You can't say if the Nikif is Mezid, then the Makif is off the hook. No. If the Nikif is Mezid and the Makif is Mezid, they both get Malkus. Unlike Kalayim and Tumah, where we say it's not so, that we say by the din of Kalayim and Tumah that if the person it's being done to is Mezid, and the person who does it to him doesn't get Malkus. But by Hakofa, the person who does the Maisa Hakofa is getting Malkus. Because there's an Isser Miyuchor on Hakofa, Mitzad Maisa Hakofa. Above the Kalayim, the Tumo, Isser Rakal Haloivesh Vahanitmo. Just there's a special din that the home, if the Maisa was done by somebody else and the Loivesh was Shagiger Akotin, then the Mais is on the Malbish, and the Malbish is over on the Yisr of the Loivish. Like the Loivish himself, so to the Malbish is over the Yisr, and somebody else's Lavish Kalayim al Yadav, Vizodafka B'Shegeg O'Kotten. That the Yisr of the Loivish goes on the Malbish. And he gets Malkus for his friend's Lavisha. That's the Metzius HaYisr. He's getting Malkus since his friend is Shegeg, but he's Mezid, the Malbish and the Metame. So he's getting Malkus for his friend's Levisha. He's getting Malkus for his friend's Tum. But by Makif, he's not over because of the Nikif. The Makif is over because he did a Maisa Kofa. Not because of the Nikif, because of himself. And that's Pshat Negro that we mentioned earlier, who says Kedarko Bekitzer Yeradei Shin Gimel Oizbeis. V'dover Zeh Muchroch B'Shitas Rashi. And this is compellingly true in the philosophy of Rashi. Because Rashi says, when Rova says in the Gemara, if someone's Makif himself, the Makif and the Nikif both Chayiv, somebody's Makif himself, the Rivan there explains that he's Chayiv Shtei Malkias, for Makif and for Nikif. So you see that Makif is a Din Bifnei Atzma. And the Rambam omits this. We discussed this at length in a previous year. And we could say that he explains in the answer of Rova the Hainu Basroi Bein Hisru Bo Mishum Makif Bein Hisru Bo Mishum Nikif Loike. But he doesn't get double Malkus. It's one lav. And the Gemara says that the Makif gets Malkus and the Nikif gets Malkus. He says, no, the Gemara means it's no matter what they give Masra for. But after this double Malchus, if he is Makif himself. The Rivon holds, no, it's double Malchus if he's Makif himself. By Nazir, the Migaleach is Kemizgaleach, like the Rambam writes. Nazir is 5:1. And even if the Nazir is Mazid, they're both Chayiv. Nevertheless, if he shaves himself, we don't find the Nazir's Chayiv Shtayim. So the Rambam holds only one Malchus. For the Nazir, who's Migaleach himself, and for the Makif, who's Makif and Nikif both, only one Malchus. Rivon holds there too. Rakopanim etzem ayisoid shebe makif udin mitzad atzmo. The Rambam is moided to that. That makif is an independent din, and so is muchach mishitas atosis b'shvus. But Av Gimel, the Rambam ba'al. That if a man is megaleach a woman, he's chayiv. Now, a woman isn't Be'isr Nikif, and nevertheless, the Makif is Mischayev. Why is the Makif Mischayev? Because the Makif is an independent din. It comes out that Makif is an independent Isser, not Tali and Nikif. However, it would appear that by Makif, we're Mechayiv for two reasons. One reason we're Mechayiv is Mitzad Makif Atzmo, it's an Isser B'fnei Atzmo, Mitzad Ma'aseh HaKofel, like we said. And we're also going to be Mechayiv where the Nikif is shogeg or cotton, it's at chiyuv the nikaf. Or be kalayim v'tumah. Just like by kalayim, when you're malbus someone kalayim and they're shogeg or cotton, the malbush is chayiv because he gets the isser of the loivesh, and so too by tumah. So here also, if the nikaf can't be chayiv because he's a shogeg or cotton, and the makif gets it. So according to Rabbah de Bar HaHavo, he doesn't, because we have Xeras HaKosov that there's a hekesh of the makif and the nikif. If the nikif is off the hook, then the makif is off the hook. But according to Rav Huna, we pass can like Rav Huna, we can say there's a chiyuv on the makif. Also mitzad the isser of the nikif. So by makif, we're going to be mechayiv for two reasons. It's an atzmo that he did a ma'aseh HaKofel, and that also he gets the aver of the person he's doing it to. And you shouldn't ask that he should be mischayiv shtayim, because the Rambam doesn't subscribe to that idea of being mischayiv shtei malchus. And not that a woman is pater, the makefes is a ish or is a cotton. Nihidi alfinam turmidin makif diskish la nikif. Zeomidin makif atzmoi. Chakopanim tischayv gabe kotten al shegeg bechiyuv de nikif. So a woman is pater if she's makif and isher kotten, because she's pater as a makif. Just like she's ptura midin nikif. He's also Ptura as a Makif. A woman is allowed to have her beard shaven. She's not Ba'ashchasa. She's also not Ba'akofa. So she's off the hook mitzad that. But why can't she get the chiv of the other person? Tischayv gabe katan shegeg. If she does it for a katan or shegeg, we said that if you do a kafa to a katan shegeg, you get their avera. Because we don't care that she's pater herself midin mukaf, that nikaf. That's only mitzad her own akafa. So a woman has a miyut from her own hakafa. But she should be, and as we were married in the previous year, either she has no mitzias of hakafa on her, she has no din of hakafa, whatever it is, a woman is not obligated in her own hakafa. Of only call makom, she should be mischayevis mitzad the iser of nikaf of the shogeg or the katan. She's getting their iser. So it would appear pashut that we learn nikaf from makif. But since there's no iser of makif, mitam dehukish le nikaf. Shuvi alfin and isur the nikaf mimakif deno veres bisur the nikaf aflova gufa. Mishemachi after ish nikaf al yada mikomakom enba mishem isur the makif vegamlo isur the nikaf. So it goes in the other direction as well. You learn nikaf from makif. In other words, a woman is off the hook for being a makif. She's also off the hook for being a nikaf. So she's not going to get the isser of the katan or the shegeg who is a nikaf. So even if an ish is nikaf al yada, she has no isser of makif and no isser of nikaf. Okay, we still have to finish this shir and then get to the kasha and tosis, which is our plan, bli neder v'siyata d'shmaya, but in the meantime, we have what to digest, and I hope to continue the coming shir. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.